Okay, our final story today sounds like an April Fool's joke, but I assure you it isn't. It's about an American concert pianist who took his one-ton grand piano to the very edge of Mexico's renowned Copper Canyon. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe tells us why he did it.
The short route to Romaine Wheeler's cliffside home in Mexico's Copper Canyon is on a 5-passenger charter plane. From the air, it looks like a glass cocoon at the edge of a canyon wall. The landing strip is carved into a rocky mesa, flanked by a handful of adobe homes and their tiny cornfields. On this sunlit morning, Wheeler comes out to greet the pilot and a couple of awestruck reporters. He's 74, a classically trained pianist with light skin and blue eyes. His looks scream outsider, but his feet, caked in dirt and strapped in rubber sandals, look no different than the feet of the local Tarahumara Indians. An orphaned goat cries for milk inside Wheeler's home. He took it in after its mother slipped off the canyon rim. Like the goat, Wheeler is an adopted son of this landscape. He came here 30 years ago after reading about it in National Geographic. Now he's fulfilled his dream of uniting his love of the outdoors with his passion for music.
I feel like I'm part of nature, and when I'm composing or writing, things flow very naturally, without me having to look for them. It's utter bliss.
When he plays, Wheeler is like a bear on the piano bench. His fingers tumble across the keys like a river over boulders. This song he composed to honor his favorite cottonwood tree. Its style is similar to native Tarahumara music, like this dance for violin and guitar. To get his concert grand into this rugged sierra, Wheeler hauled it in a dump truck, cushioned with 4 tons of potatoes. The potatoes were also the payment for his 28 Tarahumara assistants. Today, the piano sits in Wheeler's home, overlooking a spectacular panorama of mountains. He rehearses here and continues to give concerts worldwide. His earnings go to a nonprofit he started, which funds scholarships for kids and pays a nurse to staff a clinic he helped build.
There's such a high mortality rate in the children in the remote parts of the canyons here. In some places, up to half of the children die before the age of 10.
That's mostly because of disease and malnourishment. Wheeler's nonprofit, the Tarahumara Relief Fund, is modest, but sometimes gets a lucky donation from a big company or a foreign embassy. Then there's this unexpected bonus. Wheeler picked up a protege. You're listening to him play now. He's the first of Wheeler's 46 godsons, all native Tarahumara. His name is Romeno Gutierrez. The tune he plays is a Tarahumara deer dance. My first memories are sitting at my godfather's piano, Gutierrez says. He was just 5 then. His feet couldn't reach the pedals below. Today, he's 29 and studies music in college. This summer, Gutierrez will tour Europe for the 3rd time alongside his godfather. I want to continue in the footsteps of my godfather, he says. I want to help my community with music. For the world, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Mexico's Copper Canyon.
Okay, if you still think this is an April Fool's gag, we've got visual proof that it's not. Photos of the whole setup are on our Tumblr, including the view from Romaine Wheeler's piano bench into the bottom of the canyon. What a life. You can see those pics at pritheworld.tumblr.com. And that'll do it for us today. Our theme song was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have yourselves a great weekend.
PRI, Public Radio International.